This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States' top infectious disease expert warned Americans Tuesday not to fall into a false complacency about the nation's falling death rate from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci said it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower rate of death. The U.S. has recorded just under 131,500 deaths from COVID-19 as of Wednesday. President Donald Trump boasted late Tuesday night on Twitter that the death rate from the coronavirus is down tenfold. But Fauci warned earlier this week that the United States is still knee-deep in the first wave of the pandemic. The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says if current trends continue, the coronavirus death toll here in the U.S. could reach 208,000 by November. The Institute said if 95% of people wear masks in public, some 45,000 lives might be saved. The Institute's director, Dr. Christopher Murray, said making masks compulsory could have, in his words, huge economic benefits by staving off the need to keep businesses closed. President Trump says he is open to another summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, even as Pyongyang signals it is uninterested in resuming stalled nuclear talks. Trump made the comments Tuesday in an interview with Gray Television's Greta Van Susteren, when Van Susteren, also a VOA contributor, asked if Trump thought such a meeting would be helpful. Trump replied, probably. I would have a very good relationship with him. Probably would. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.